A warm welcome to you all as we gather to worship. Let's pray. God of peace, we can't change what's been, but we can what's yet to be. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. Amen. So come and worship the Lord, who, in sending his only Son to die, made the ultimate sacrifice. And on this Remembrance Sunday, let us remember Jesus Christ and all who have served and sacrificed on our behalf.
To a time of prayer, and I'd like to start with these words from John 14. These are words of Jesus. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. O God, we come before you at this time to offer you our worship and our praise. We are aware of your great love for each and every one of us and for all humanity. We are very conscious of our frailty and vulnerability and how small and insignificant each of us is in this vast cosmos you have created. And yet we are conscious that no matter who we are or how insignificant we see ourselves, that is not how you see us. So today we worship you and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the love that you pour out upon us. We are awestruck that in the struggles we face and in the changing patterns of life that we are surrounded with, you love us, each of us, and you know and care about all the anxieties and worries that concern us. When we feel overwhelmed with all that is going on, remind us of the words of Jesus, that his peace, Your peace is our great strength. In this time of worship, when we remember those who have made great sacrifices for our freedom, we reflect on the greatest sacrifice of love ever made, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, so that we may know freedom from sin and release from all that holds us fast. Our thanks can never be enough for what Jesus has done for us. But you know our hearts and accept our thanks and praise all the same. Thank you that the cross was not the end, but the beginning of new life, and remind us today of the hope of resurrection and eternal life. We praise you too that your Holy Spirit is our helper and guide, a very real presence in our lives. May we learn to lean more into his power, that our lives may reflect your love and peace. And forgive us, O God, when our lives do not reflect love and peace, that the wars and conflicts we remember today are still occurring in our world because we have not learnt the lessons of the past and keep on repeating the same mistakes. Forgive us when we have the audacity to call ourselves Christians but do not follow the way of Christ, showing love, forgiveness, mercy and grace towards others. Forgive us, we pray, and give us a burning desire to live more Christ-like lives so the world may see and believe. We offer this and all our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Lord, we recall your words that speak of love as the great rule of life. This your command that we should love each other as you have loved us. No one has greater love than this, to lay down life to help their friends. Lord, we recall all who have loved, responding to your new command, given of their lives to help a friend, a stranger, anyone in need. No one has greater love than this, to lay down life to help their friends. Lord, we recall all who in war have given their lives for nationhood, those who believed, eager to serve, those who with doubt took up the call. No one has greater love than this, to lay down life to help their friends. Lord, we recall those who were told and trusted good would come from death, trust that has often been betrayed when sacrifice has led nowhere. No one has greater love than this, to lay down life to help their friends. Lord, we recall your sacrifice, nailed to a cross to show God's love. This love will never be surpassed. Love for us all as God's own friends. No one has greater love than this, to lay down life to help their friends.
We come to our act of remembrance, and I invite you to respond with the words in the bold type. The time may not be 11 a.m. where you are today, but to invite you to hold the traditional 2 minute silence during this act of worship. It will begin with the last post, which is for the end of the day, for lights out and for mortality and death, and the fact that we do not have ultimate control. It is played for all those who have died. The silence is for us to pray for all who have suffered, for those who continue to suffer, and those we remember who gave their life for us. The reveille, which ends our 2 minute silence, is the call to awake, to newness of life. It is a symbol of hope, of joy, of the resurrection, and that our lives are in the hands of God. Let us remember before God and commend to his love men and women of all nations who have died as a result of tyranny of war, those who we have known and those whose memories we treasure. We remember all who have given their lives in the service of humankind, all who have given their lives for freedom, justice, and the hope of peace. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
Thank you.
Remember before God all the troubled places of the world and pray for their peace. Remember those who have suffered as a result of war and all who are persecuted for objecting to war. Ask God's blessing upon all who have died and those who are bereaved. Almighty and most loving God, you bring life and life eternal to all who seek to show your love and to bring in your peace. We ask your blessing upon all whom we remember this day. In you, O God, may they know the peace that passes all understanding and the love that knows no end. Through him who lived and died for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. To remember the past is to commit ourselves to the future. To remember war is to commit ourselves to peace. To remember violence and tyranny is to commit ourselves to love. Let us promise to strive for peace in our world, starting in our own hearts and in our homes. Let us promise to build peace into our community, our neighbourhood, our country and our world.
John chapter 15 verses 9 to 13. Just as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. The same way I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you will have the same joy that I have. I also want your joy to be complete. Here is my command. Love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than the one who gives their life for their friends.
Many of us have a story to tell of an ancestor or family member who made the ultimate sacrifice in one of the two world wars, or perhaps in another war like the one in Korea. We may have a treasured photograph or even a letter. There are a lot more recent stories that have been told, like that of a young man that I used to teach in the town of Hornsey, who lost his life in Afghanistan. His name shines out in its relatively fresh gold lettering on the town's war memorial. And I remember Greg and the dignified way in which his family told his story at the time. This year we also remember those who've lost their lives in the war against COVID-19. We hear stories of sacrifice, about health and other key workers whose dedication to helping those in need led to they themselves contracting COVID-19 and sadly losing their lives to it. We remember those who are continuing to put themselves at risk right now in treating the growing number of people who are suffering from the effects of the virus. A third kind of war in which many have lost their lives is the one against terrorism. And we've heard vivid and emotional pen portraits of the victims of the Manchester Arena bombings on our televisions in recent weeks. The stepfather of one victim, Stuart, is an old school friend of mine, and as he painted a portrait of his stepson Martin, I felt a deep sadness, and it underlined for me the importance of remembrance. Now, the Royal British Legion describes how we are being called upon to remember in these words. This year we remember then and reflect on now. We remember the service and sacrifice made by so many peoples, communities and nations 75 years ago. And we reflect on the service and sacrifice of so many today. Now Jesus knew that he was being called to serve and to sacrifice his life for others. And Paul retells the story to the church in Corinth of how Jesus used the symbols of bread and wine as ways for his followers to remember the sacrifice that was to come. And it was the time of Passover, and Jewish people even today remember how God saved them from slavery in Egypt in a similar way, using items of food and drink to represent parts of the story. Jesus takes and builds on that story, updating it perhaps, or even reapplying it. Just as the Jews remembered or put back together once more the story that tells of their release from slavery, the followers of Jesus would remember or put back together in their minds and hearts the story of how they were freed from the slavery of sin and death. Whilst as Jews they would all celebrate the setting up of the first covenant made with God, as followers of Christ they would also celebrate the second or new covenant. Let's hear the way Paul describes the events of that night.
Corinthians 11, verses 23-26. I passed on to you what I received from the Lord. On the night the Lord Jesus was handed over to his enemies, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, "This is my body. It is given for you. Every time you eat it, do it in memory of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Every time you drink it, do it in memory of me. You eat the bread and drink the cup. When you do this, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again."
Through remembrance, we reset or restore the significance of people and events in our hearts and minds. In remembering those who gave their lives for us in the world wars, we are as a result better able to hold on to peace. In remembering those who died through acts of terrorism, we are strengthened in our determination to ensure other such acts are stopped before they can happen. As we show our gratitude to health and other key workers in the fight against COVID-19, we are challenged to serve the needs of others in whatever way we can, redirecting our attention toward the common good rather than simply our own. The current rise in community solidarity has been likened to the wartime spirit that so characterised our nation during World War II in particular. We might ask ourselves this: have we glimpsed God's kingdom in how people have begun to look out for each other during these difficult times? Is the spirit of service and sacrifice found in Jesus Christ working its way through our communities? Even though many would not link it to God, does that mean it isn't God at work? When we consider how God's world is right now, we might conclude that we've all become well and truly disorientated. However, as autumn seems to be a time of decay and yet holds within it the hope of spring, can we say that within this time of anxiety and fear, we can find hope that we are working toward a better future? Are there signs that we're becoming reorientated? Like the bulbs beneath the ground, are we preparing for a new beginning and a glorious display of colour? Now, Isaiah the prophet had a vision of a banquet, and it represents the time when God's kingdom, the way we ought to live our lives in loving obedience, is finally established The people have become reorientated back toward their God. And Isaiah describes a celebration of reconciliation and of restoration. So let's hear the words God gives to the prophet and hold that vision of hope in our own hearts today.
The reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. On Mount Zion, the Lord who rules over all will prepare a feast for all the nations. The best and richest foods, the finest aged wines will be served. On that mountain, the Lord will destroy the veil of sadness that covers all the nations. He will destroy the gloom that is spread over everyone. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord and King will wipe away the tears from everyone's face. He will remove the shame of his people from the whole earth. The Lord has spoken. At that time, they will say, "He is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. He is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us be filled with joy because he saved us." Amen.
So we remember and we are reorientated, like an aerial which needs moving back into position to receive a signal. We, God's church, have an opportunity right now to tune in and to truly remember Jesus Christ, to refocus on the essence of what the gospel is. Can we truly say, as the people at the feast said, "He is our God, we trusted in him and he saved us"? Our challenge at this moment in time, I believe, is to remember and repicture once again in our hearts what Jesus did for us. Do we need to rediscover our true mission? Have we become disorientated over the years, losing sight of our foundations, of what our calling really means? Is it time to remember, to be reorientated, and to be restored into the life of service and sacrifice Jesus modelled for us? We are called today to remember with thanksgiving and to respond by never letting service and sacrifice be in vain. As we remember all those who served, let's also remember the one we are called to serve. Amen.
This fragile, passing beauty, this autumn, red and gold, a season's recollection, love never will grow cold. The seasons change and fracture, the leaves of green turn brown, as life seems tinged with sadness, as petals flutter down. This time of our remembrance, that reaches back to pain, the chill of recollection can open wounds again. But this we must remember, that human war and hate are matters of our choosing and not some random fate. God, let this time of grieving, of memory and regret, enable reparation in case we just forget. Fill human hearts with courage, frame human words with grace, that love might flow among us, make earth a sacred place.
Lord God, Creator, life of all we do. Friends, neighbours, family are our gift from you. Now, in these days when we are kept apart, may they be sure you hold them in your heart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, for the ill and those approaching death, give them your solace through each laboured breath. For those who serve with courage, skill and care, we ask your strength. You know the loads they bear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in this time when much is set aside, show us the truths which busyness can hide. Where wealth misguides us, Lord of life, forgive. Give grace to shape anew the way we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in adversity we learn again there is no place where your love cannot reign. Hear now our prayer, from fear our minds release. Grant both to us and to your world your peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our Father.
Ato Arnav.
Daled y deyrnas.
Siafata la tua.
Emlabeni, jenga sezulwini.
Woman ren yong de ying shi. Jing re, shi gei woman.
Mutire gerere wo, jitadzo zedu.
Perdónanos nuestras deudas, como también nosotros perdonamos a nuestros deudores.
Nika kueli kotike mami kena berre.
Apuragin apigalabagata menewe.
Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit.
May deliver nu duma. Amen.
Was it just a practice then?
Yeah, that was a practice. Okay, mute again. Okay, and I'll thumbs up when we're ready. I'll lower my thumb for you to start.
So let us close by offering to one another the grace in our usual way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.